The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bonjour, hi, Canada. Greetings to all of my 300 affiliates across the United States, and whether you're watching on Facebook or Instagram, good Tuesday morning to you. Write down the phone number for this show, 1-800-520-1234. I have one question today. Should the Republicans in the Senate confirm President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court before the election? 1-800-520-1234. I only have three guests today, three senators. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee, member of Judiciary. Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who knows one of the five finalists on President Trump's list, Judge Barbara Lagoa. And Senator Ted Cruz, who's on the Judiciary Committee and has argued before the Supreme Court, I believe, seven or eight times. All three excellent guests, two of them on the Judiciary Committee. But I want you to know what I believe first. Let me explain. My voice a little bit shot. I was talking Browns last night with McNeil. Now, if you're not following McNeil, you should be. Chris McNeil is the voice or the Twitter voice of Cleveland sports. And his handle is at reflog_18. Reflog is golfer spelled backward _18. And Chris and I and his gang talked Browns until late in the evening last night. So I don't have my normal complement of hours of sleep and rested voice. But it matters not. You're going to do the talking. Should the Republican Senate vote to confirm the president's nominee before the election? Donald Trump said this yesterday on the White House lawn, cut number 14.
Well, I'd much rather have a vote before the election because there's a lot of work to be done, and I'd much rather have it. We have plenty of time to do it. I mean, there's really a lot of time. So let's say I make the announcement on Saturday. There's a great deal of time before the election. That'll be up to Mitch in the Senate. But I'd certainly much rather have the vote. I think it sends a good signal. And it's solidarity and lots of other things. And I'm just doing my constitutional obligation. I have an obligation to do this. So I would rather see it before the election.
Now, what do Democrats think of that? Let's turn to Don Lemon. Don Lemon is the pulsing heart of the Democratic left wing. He is a hard left broadcast. He makes no bones about it. You know, I'm a center right guy. I make no bones about it. Rachel Maddow and Don Lemon are hard left. Don Lemon defines CNN. He is CNN. Don Lemon last night said this about the Republicans, if they act as they should, to fill the vacancy, cut 33.
Everybody sticks to
15. We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You know what we're going to have to do?
You just got to vote.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can sack the courts and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
Well, you need two-thirds vote in the Congress and three-quarters of the state legislatures.
They may be able to do that.
Now, you see, the joy of that is they're both wrong. Chris is less wrong because Chris said you need two-thirds and three-quarters of the states. That's true about changing the Electoral College. It's not true about stacking the court. You just need simple majorities in the president. But Don Lemon gave voice to what the Democrats think. And thank you, Don. Thank you for telling everyone. The radical Democrats have taken control of the Democratic Party. Radicals. Radicals, radicals. You cannot vote for a single Democrat. But if the Republicans do not confirm this justice, I will not expect a single Republican to win. So you get 30-second rule. Should the Republicans confirm before the election why? Really, 30 seconds. Kathy in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I think it should be filled because the reason would be in case there's a problem with the election and there's a fight, we need a Supreme Court. The vacancy needs to be filled. We need to have nine.
Thank you, Kathy. Fred in Chicago.
Yes, it definitely should, and I want to go a step further. President Trump should also submit the nomination of the replacement for the circuit court vacancy of the justice who should be confirmed in the lame duck session after the election.
Oh, very well put. Good idea. If, in fact, of the five nominees, four are on the court, the five considerations are Judge Amy Coney Barrett, believed to be the front runner of the Seventh Circuit in Indiana, Judge Barbara Lagoa of the 11th Circuit in Florida, Judge Joan Larson of the Sixth Circuit in Michigan, Judge Allison Rushing of the Fourth Circuit in North Carolina, and Kate Todd, a lawyer, the Deputy White House Counsel. Let's go to Alan in St. Petersburg, Florida. Alan, what do you say?
Yes, absolutely. The sooner the better. Put it up for a vote immediately in the Senate. Don't go through a hearing process. Those people have all been vetted during the Kavanaugh hearing. No doubt they should get it done.
All right. Thank you, Alan in Illinois, Mary in New Mexico. What do you say, Mary? 1-800-520-1234 if you want to get in on this. Mary?
I believe we need to go ahead and push to get somebody up in there. I'm hoping Mr. Trump makes it again, but if he doesn't, I understand we need to get an upper hand on what's going on as Republicans and get more control of our government. We need to go ahead and push to do this. Election or not, we need a body up in there that's going to help control and represent us.
Thank you. You know, it's not just it's protecting your Second Amendment rights. It's protecting your religious liberty. It's protecting your property rights. It's guaranteeing separation of powers. It is so much more than your particular issue. I've been teaching constitutional law for 25 years, and so I have a good view. It's free speech. It is the right of assembly. It's the right to petition. It's the rights of criminals accused and facing the loss of their liberty. It is everything. The court is everything. It's the most important issue, and you've got to vote for, if the Republican senators get this done, you've got to vote for every Republican senator out there. If they don't, I will not be upset with you if you toss them out. John in Santa Monica, California.
World Series, ninth inning, bases loaded, Babe Ruth at the bat. You do not bunt. You swing for the fences.
Thank you, John. You had me a little bit flashing back because the World Series, when it was last in the bottom of the ninth and the bases were loaded and it was the end of the series, seventh game, Jose Mesa was pitching for the Indians and the Indians lost. That was a little flashback there. Sorry about that. John in Dover, Delaware. John.
Good morning, Glory Hugh. I say go ahead and fill the seat immediately. And I got one name. Why? Kavanaugh. That's why.
All right. Robert in New York.
Yeah, I think it should be done before the election. It's because there might be election issues that come up, which you don't want to have to resolve after it comes up.
All right, thank you. John, Pittsburgh. Oh, my gosh, we got a Steelers fan. 1-800-520-1234. Hey, John.
Real short, yes.
Real short, why?
Well, if the election comes up and there's chads, you know, as we talked about before, or any type of issue with the election, it needs to be settled. It doesn't need to be settled in the streets.
Thank you, John. Bob in Atlanta. What say you, Bob?
It doesn't matter what I think, what you think, Nancy Pelosi thinks. It's right there in the Constitution. The president shall fill that position. It's a bunch of hubbaloo, whatever, over nothing. Fill it.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Although the Senate has the advice and consent power, which they withheld from Merrick Garland 4 years ago, however, I think Ted Cruz, who will be my guest later, will explain the history to everyone. 17 out of 19 times when the party of the president has been the same as the party that controls the Senate, they have filled a nomination in an election year. Greg in Richmond, Washington. Hello, Greg. What say you?
Good morning, and I am in full approval of okaying the nominee as soon as possible, and one better have Lindsey Graham cancel the hearing so that we don't have to put anybody through that maze and get it done with. Thank you.
Oh, interesting. I will ask the senators about that. Wes in Franklin, Tennessee. What do you think, Wes?
Yeah, I think absolutely. But something we haven't thought about on why they should do it is, look, we still got General Flynn out there, and I don't trust any of the D.C. Circuit. Do you? And if it's a 4-4 decision, it goes back to that crazy D.C. Circuit and Judge Sullivan. So, yes, they should do it. They should not do Amy Coney Barrett. She's too much of a lightning rod. They should do one of the other ones. If I were President Trump, I would nominate Naomi Rao of the D.C. Circuit.
She's not on the short list. As I said, it's Coney Barrett, Lagoa Larson, and Rushing, plus Kate Todd. David in Columbus, 89.9, last one of this segment, but we'll get to everybody throughout the course of the day. Go ahead, David.
Thank you, Hugh. I think we should do it because it would be the right thing for our country, and it's exactly what the Democrats would do, no matter what they say. That's what they would do, the same thing.
Well said. Okay, we can get one more in. Brian in Pittsburgh. You got to be quick, Brian. Should the Republicans move to fill the vacancy?
Absolutely, Hugh. It is their duty. It is their constitutional duty. I don't buy any of the Democratic arguments. They would do the exact same thing the Republicans are doing if their roles were reversed.
Thank you, Brian. More on the same. The entire show today, in fact, going forward all month, will be about the Supreme Court justice and why it's so important. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. To you, we are going to get it together. You need to get it together and keep America, America by going to keepamericaamerica.com. Great sponsor of this show. The Job Creators Network has created a comprehensive Get Out the Vote tool. And you need to use it. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Get involved. Get your friends and your family involved. Turn voters out. We got a country to save here. Do a little or do a lot, but do something. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com now. Also wanted you to put down your Kyle Mills book, Vince Flynn, Total Power, a Mitch Rapp novel, which is the best book I've read this in the Mitch Rapp series ever. And simply go and get done. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. You can read Total Power later. It's a terrific read, but you got to go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com now. I'm asking one question today. I've got three senators as guests. I've cleared the decks. Should the Republican Senate act expeditiously? What did the president say last night in Ohio? Cut number 34.
It will be a brilliant person. It will be. I have five that were vetting right now. It'll be a brilliant person. It will be a woman. It will be a woman. And we're looking forward to it. And we'll probably announce it on
Vandalia, Ohio. It will be a woman. It's one of five. I've told you the names. Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, Joan Larson, Allison Rushing, Kate Todd. It's alphabetical. Steve in Florida. Should the Republicans move before the election to confirm?
Good morning, Hugh. It's an existential threat. No one's said this before. If the Republicans failed to put the Supreme Court justice in, it will inspire the Democrat electorate like nothing could possibly do to get them to the polls, and Trump will lose. They'll see that opportunity to be the one to replace Ginsburg, and they will be head on fire to go to the polls. So they have to do it. It's crazy not to.
Thank you, Steve. Joe in Minnesota. How are you, Joe? Should the Republicans act before the election? 1-800-520-1234. Hello, Joe.
Yes. Yes, totally agree. We got to fill the seat, but agree with the last caller. This is going to be really contentious. It's not going to be about how many beers Amy Coney Barrett had in high school. It's going to be about abortion. And we need to be prepared for a big abortion fight for the next month.
Well, I don't know that that's true, but it's certainly going to be the attempt by the Democrats to make you forget your Second Amendment rights depend upon the court, your property rights depend upon the court, your religious liberty depends upon the court. So much depends. The very functioning of the federal government depends upon the court, as we saw in Bush v. Gore and as we saw in Nixon v. United States. The court is everything. Thank you, my friend. John in Michigan. Good morning, John. There's a Michigander, Joan Larson, on the short list.
Yeah, I don't know. I like all of the candidates, honestly, Hugh. I don't think we can go wrong with any of them. But absolutely, yes, we have to do this. We are truly at war right now for the Constitution and for our country. And this is our last stand. And I don't think there's any greater item on the list right now that we have to do to continue our way of life. I do have a question, if I may. Can Murkowski Sure. and Collins refuse to vote?
Yes.
Then they should do that.
They can't. I wouldn't be surprised if one or both of them declined to vote because they'll like the nominee, but they don't want to vote before the election. I understand that. Everyone is entitled to their own conscience. I just think that, and in Maine, it makes sense. Alaska doesn't make any sense at all. Maine is a one-third, one-third, one-third state, so I think Susan Collins will be representing her state by abstaining. But, you know, if you look at Florida, Rick Scott and Marco Rubio, they're going to vote. I mean, they're just going to vote because Florida wants it done. Thank you, my friend. Tim in Florida, speaking of Florida, what do you say?
Good morning, Hugh. Totally. We should totally go for it. I'm using a football analogy. If the opposing team fumbles at the goal line, you don't just pick up the ball and wait until the next down. You just take it in and cross the goal. You make your score.
All right. Thank you, Mary in Tampa. I'll stay in Florida. What do you think, Mary?
Good morning. I think they should vote to confirm President Trump should just make the nomination. Don Lemon, they've been talking about this for years, the Electoral College. I think that's going to happen eventually because of the low.
No, well, they'll never get three-quarters of the states to abolish. It will never happen. The United States in the middle of the country that are on the coast, they will never vote their obscurity. They will never give up their authority. They will never be ignored. That will never happen. And Don Lemon, and Chris Cuomo tried to tell Don Lemon that was a moronic statement, but he wouldn't listen. Stay tuned, America. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. If you're just joining us, the question before the audience, 1-800-520-1234, is whether or not President Trump should nominate and the Senate, more importantly, vote before the election a new Supreme Court justice. We haven't had any dissenters yet. We've had like 25 calls saying yes. I encourage you to call and tell me, as I have three senators on today, I will let them know what your opinion are. Florida Senator Rick Scott, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senator Ted Cruz, two of them on judiciary, and Rick Scott knows Barbara Lagoa, one of the five finalists for the job. Let me quickly do a market report brought to you by Birch Gold. You can and should get gold from Birch Gold by going to HughGold.com, HughGold.com, or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Gold this morning is at a great entry point, $1,910 an ounce, $1,910 an ounce. It fell yesterday, as did everything. Yesterday, the Dow went down 509 points. The NASDAQ went down 14. The S&P went down 38. Almost everything fell yesterday except the high-tech stocks like our friend at Amazon. Let me check what Amazon did yesterday. Amazon went up $5.50 yesterday. It's below 3,000. I think that's a $5,000 stock, the only stock I own, but that is not for me to advise you. I only advise you to make sure you have some gold in your portfolio, and you can do that with our friends at Birch Gold. They will teach you how to roll over 10 or up to 25% of your IRA, 401k, into precious metals, physical precious metals, by sending my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. Or by going to HughGold.com. I want to play for you the president on the White House lawn, cut number 14, while they tell me in my ear who is calling. Cut 14.
Well, I'd much rather have a vote before the election, because there's a lot of work to be done, and I'd much rather have it. We have plenty of time to do it. I mean, there's really a lot of time. So let's say I make the announcement on Saturday. There's a great deal of time before the election. That'll be up to Mitch in the Senate. But I'd certainly much rather have the vote. I think it sends a good signal. And it's solidarity and lots of other things. And I'm just doing my constitutional obligation. I have an obligation to do this. So I would rather see it before the election. What would-
And then the president in Ohio, Vandalia, Ohio, last night, open-air rally, cut number 34.
It will be a brilliant person. It will be, I have five that we're vetting right now. It'll be a brilliant person. It will be a woman. It will be a woman. And we're looking forward to it. And we'll probably announce it on Saturday, maybe Friday, but Saturday. And it's a big day for our country.
The five on the list are Judge Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana, and she's on the Seventh Circuit. Judge Joan Larson, who is on the Sixth Circuit. Judge Barbara Lagoa, who is on the 11th Circuit. Judge Allison Rushing, who is on the Fourth Circuit. And Deputy White House Counsel Kate Todd. Those are the five candidates. They're all terrifically qualified people. It doesn't really matter to me which one the president puts on there. They're all terrifically qualified. Probably will depend upon the president's interview. Amy Coney Barrett is widely considered to be the front runner, but Barbara Lagoa in second place. Joan Larson, the rising fast third place candidate. We will see. We will see. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell went to the floor of the Senate, cut number 32.
Ironically, it was the Democratic leader who went out of his way to declare the midterm 2018 elections a referendum on the Senate's handling of the Supreme Court. My friend, the occupant of the chair, was running that year. The Democratic leader went out of his way to declare the 2018 midterms a referendum on the Senate's handling of the Supreme Court. In his final speech before Justice Kavanaugh was confirmed, he yelled, literally yelled, over and over at the American people to go vote. He told Americans, go elect senators based on how they'd approach their advice and consent duties over these weeks. Unfortunately for him, many Americans did just that. After watching the Democrats' tactics, voters grew our majority and retired four of our former colleagues who'd gone along with their party's behavior. We gained two seats, they lost four. That was the issue. Perhaps more than any other single issue, the American people strengthened this Senate majority to keep confirming this president's impressive judicial nominees who respect our Constitution and understand the proper role of a judge.
Cocaine Mitch, I love the man. I just think he has saved the Constitution twice now. And Emo, if you're listening at Media Matters, you should write this down. Mitch McConnell has saved the Constitution twice. Once when he held open the seat using a Republican majority when Justice Scalia died, and now when he is going to fill the seat vacated by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Both great friends, great Americans, and both of them went out in style, triggering national conversations about the role of the court in the place of the United States. It controls your First Amendment rights. It controls your religious liberty rights. It controls your speech rights, your assembly rights, your rights to petition, to gather. It controls your Second Amendment rights, the right to bear arms. It controls your right to be secure from unlawful searches and seizures in your home. It keeps due process in place against the federal government. It makes sure that your property rights are protected. The court is everything. Don Lemon doesn't understand any of this. Don Lemon understands what the radical left, he is a representative of the radical left on television. Don Lemon said the radical thing last night. He said the quiet part out loud, cut number 33.
Everybody sticks to
15.
We're
going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You know what we're going to, yes,
yeah.
We have to do?
You just
got to
vote.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can sack the courts and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
Well, you know,
let's stop right there. Don Lemon is a nice guy who's never going to win the spelling bee. I think you folks know that, but he has got perfect pitch for the radical Democrats, which is why you cannot vote for one Democrat. I just play his own words. Back to the phones, John in Cleveland. Good morning, John. What say you? Should the Republicans move quickly before the election to confirm the president's nominee?
I believe they should do a quick confirmation as part of Trump's blitzkrieg strategy to keep Democrats off balance. This is a presidential election, and other bombshells will occur to detract from the Supreme Court. I believe both the Democrats and Republicans have a short list of bombshells to unleash on each other.
I don't know about that, John, but I know the Supreme Court's going to dominate this show. Thank you. Noel in Washington State. What do you think, Noel?
Yes, good morning, Hugh. I think the Senate should move forth as quickly as possible to confirm before the election. I live 68 miles from Portland, and we feel the heat and the smoke and the flames from these radical left-wingers like Nancy Pelosi and AOC. We have to
And Don Lemon. Yeah,
absolutely.
Radical left-wingers are everywhere, and they're coming out in the open and telling us exactly what they'll do, which is destroy the Electoral College, expand the Senate by four by making D.C. a state, which is unconstitutional in my view, and that would go to the Supreme Court, making Puerto Rico a state, which is constitutional, by abolishing the Senate filibuster and by doing an end run around the Electoral College, which is hard to do but possible, not by abolishing it. Don Lemon is simply wrong about that, but by doing something called the compact. Thank you, my friend. Gregory in Los Angeles, should the Senate move quickly?
I'd like to say, Vice President Biden, President Trump is doing his job. I support the president on his nominee and also the Senate confirming that nominee. I want to see an originalist on the court. I'm tired of the radical left using the courts as a legislative body. That is not their duty. Remember that, Mr. Democrats. I call them corruptocrats. That's what they've done. They've corrupted the states. I live in California, and it's so corrupted.
Well, the California is also broke. Thank you, Gregory. Jody in Florida. Jody, should the Senate move quickly?
Hi, good morning, Hugh. Yes, I am in a very purple Pinellas County in the I-4 corridor, and I totally support the president's nominating a new Supreme Court justice as quickly as possible, and the Senate should move as swiftly as well.
Thank you. 1-800-520-1234. You can also tweet at me if you'd like. My Twitter handle is at Hugh Hewitt. I always read it during the show to make sure if someone's trying to communicate me with me via Twitter, all they have to do is include my my Twitter handle at Hugh Hewitt, and I read it. Pam in Delaware. Pam?
Hi, Hugh. The power has gone from the people to the president to the majority in the Senate. And that means it should go to the Supreme Court, and they should nominate now.
All right. Thank you, Ralph in Toledo, Ohio. What do you think, Ralph?
We have to do it. We have to do it fast. No confirmation hearings, and we have to replace the seat vacated by Scalia, not Ginsburg. We need another Scalia in there.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I think all five of these shortlists are Scalia. Two of them are Scalia clerks, just Judge Coney Barrett and Judge Joan Larson, maybe three. I'm not sure if Allison Rushing clerked for Justice Thomas, but at least two of them are Scalia clerks, Amy Coney Barrett and Joan Larson. Thank you, my friend. Ed in Detroit, Michigan. What do you think, Ed?
Absolutely. He should confirm him. It's his constitutional duty, and it's the Senate's constitutional duty. And they all know that. They're just trying to run this Constitution down. And good job, Hugh.
Thank you. Let's go to retired Vietnam vet Tom in Hawaii on the Big Island. Hi, Tom. Good morning. You're up late or you got up early, one or the other. Tom in Hawaii. Oh, he's not cleared yet. He's not. Sergio in Miami. What do you think, Sergio?
Yeah, I think they should vote for the judge right away. And furthermore, I think they should stack the deck against the Democrats and do to them what they want to do to us.
I don't believe in expanding the court. The court has been at nine since 1869. It would be a fundamental destabilization of the republic. It would be the beginning of the end if they changed the number of judges on the Supreme Court. That would mean that parties could just get done what they wanted to get done by changing judges and packing the court. I think that's crazy. I think Don Lemon is crazy. I think that Nancy Pelosi is crazy. The Democrats have lost their mind. Don't vote for any of them. Now I'll go to retired Vietnam vet Tom on the Big Island. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I'm very thankful that John Sidney McCain III
is not still here pooping the soup because he would destroy this country due to his vindictive petty nature.
Tom, do you want to move forward?
I want to see the nominee confirmed.
All right, thank you. That's all I'm asking. I don't want any other questions. I got to move through a lot of people. Thank you, Tom. Gordon in California, you got 20 seconds, Gordon.
Two words, Hugh. We won.
You know what? That's what President Obama told to the Republicans when they came to see him and urged a compromise back in 2009. And he said, we won. That's what he said. You're right, Gordon. Thank you, my friend. Come right back. Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. My phone number is 1-800-520-1234. The question of the hour, and we've had 27 people answer it. And this is, we're not screening. You can answer no or yes. Is should the Republican Senate move to confirm the president's nominee to fill the vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the election? 27 to nothing. They say yes. Let's start with Chris in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Chris, what do you say?
Yeah, I think they should definitely confirm, even though it's probably going to cost him the presidency. But yes, because I would rather have the pick than the presidency. So, yes.
By the way, I disagree with your assessment. I believe it will energize his turnout and his base. And I believe the Republicans who are running for Senate who vote for this nominee will be reelected. And those who don't force a difficult choice, except for Susan Collins. But I saw Cory Gardner yesterday said he wants to get it confirmed. I saw Kevin Cramer, a great senator from North Dakota, put it bluntly. He did not go through all that he had to do to get to the Senate in order to duck the tough ones. Thank you, Chris. Teresa in Pittsburgh, what do you say, Teresa?
I say absolutely, 100% I agree. I don't want to kiss our Constitution goodbye by not moving forward with a justice appointed by President Trump.
Thank you, Teresa. 1-800-520-1234. John in Michigan. What do you think, John?
Hey, good morning, Hugh. From
good
Michigan,
morning.
But I went to school in Scranton. So
oh, okay.
Yes, absolutely fill the seat. The first time out of it, like, this is for the Little Sisters of the Poor and the cake bakers and religious liberty. So got to do your constitutional duty. And I think Mitch put it perfectly yesterday.
Well put. I agree. It is for the Little Sisters of the Poor. Thank you, my friend. Andre in Georgia. You've got two senators running down there, Andre. They both support moving quickly. What do you think?
Absolutely, Hugh. Do you remember I was a lot of us were Trump skeptics. And you remember I woke up for weeks and weeks, you playing that riff 2-4 years ago when Trump over and over, you played this, said that he was going to nominate constitutional judges to the
yep.
bench. And that's what convinced a lot of us to vote for Trump.
Yep. Now, the Trump skeptical people came because of the court, and they have been justified in their faith. He told me on this show 4 years ago, don't vote for me in 2020 if I disappoint you on the judges. He is not. He has delivered on the judges.
More faithful than.
Oh, we lost you. Scott in Bakersfield, California. Early good morning to you, Scott.
Thank you, Hugh. Yes, they should confirm and I believe that everybody's going to stand behind our president, and he'll be in 2020, and don't fall for any of this propaganda by the left wanting to Schumer wanting to do all that he wants to do. That's all just a big bluff.
Thank you, Scott. Matt in Texas. What do you say, Matt?
I say yes. It's his constitutional duty to do so. I do wish he'd put a black female on that short list, and I think just to show a sense of humor, he ought to put Kamala Harris on there as well. Just to
that's
make
funny.
Everybody laugh.
Thank you, Matt. Barry in Tennessee, what do you think, Barry?
Hey, Hugh, I think yes, sir. We should do this because of all the hatred that the Democrats and Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's and the AOCs of the world have been giving us for the last 4 years. We need to make this happen.
All right. Thank you, Joe in Hawaii. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, I should fill it right away. And I think Sandra Day O'Connor got in about 30 days, so they got a lot of time. Thank
they
you.
They do. Joe, which island are you on, by the way?
I live on Kauai.
Okay.
And we got 20%.
We've already got a Big Islander and a Kauaian this morning, so we're really covering the United States. Let's go to Diane in Florida. Diane, what do you think?
Yes, we should fill the seat immediately.
And why?
Because it's important to the Constitution and the future of our country for my grandchildren.
And well put. Thank you, Diane. 1-800-520-1234. I will update you on the count. Rick in Arkansas. What do you think, Rick?
I say absolutely yes. Remember the impeachment and remember what they did to Kavanaugh.
That's what Lindsey Graham said. He changed his mind after Kavanaugh, and I agree with him. Thank you, Rick. 1-800-520-1234. I'm not sure we have time to get another one in. I'm breaking the backs of Laurel and Harley. Ben has now been renamed Laurel, and Harley is already Harley. So we have Laurel and Harley working the phones, and they've broken down. They've broken down. They only have call screening going on right now. They don't have anyone screened up. The count's at 37 calls in the first hour, and they've broken out. They blew the wheel. What do you call this in NASCAR, Dwayne, when the pit crew screws up? Peter, when the pit crew goes off the road. Peter in Southern California, what do you think, Peter?
Yes, now, yes, without a hearing. And if Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski don't get on, then get rid of them.
No. I think you're wrong about Susan Collins. Lisa Murkowski has no excuse, but I think Susan Collins is representing her state. Thank you, Peter. Kevin in Moreno Valley. Kevin, what do you think?
Hugh, I have just two things to say. We have to get this done by the end of October. Democrats, bring it. We'll mop the floor with you.
Kevin, well put. That's 39 yeses. Mark in Maryland, you got 20 seconds. Oh, Mark dropped. I only got to 39 because my pit crew broke down. Laurel and Harley, they completely collapsed in the call volume. Their tires blew out. They're smoking in the pit. But we'll be back in hour number two of the Hugh Show with Marsha Blackburn. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.